One of the most celebrated comebacks in all of the arts is attributed to Ernest Hemingway, something he said to F. Scott Fitzgerald, where Fitzgerald is supposed to have said, "The rich are different from you and me," and Hemingway is supposed to have responded, "Yes, they have more money." The actual exchange never really occurred between the two famous writers. It's kind of a mashup of things each had written in their fiction. But it reminded me a little of how we tend to think that the very rich, or the very talented, or the very celebrated, are indeed different from you and me and have entirely different concerns and problems and challenges than any of us regular folks might have. Here to pop that particular balloon of assumption is soprano Deborah Voigt's memoir, Call Me Debbie, True Confessions of a Down-to-Earth Diva, published by Harper Books. It's the KBOK Changing Hands Bookstore book notes selection for February 2015. Deborah Voigt is one of the world's leading dramatic sopranos, known for her performances in the operas of Richard Wagner and Richard Strauss and others. She's also played the iconic heroines in Italian opera to great acclaim, an active recitalist and performer of Broadway standards and popular songs. Voigt appears regularly as both performer and host in the Metropolitan Opera's The Met Live in HD series, which is transmitted live to movie theaters across the United States, including here in the Valley of the Sun. She's also co-creator of Voigt Lessons, a one-woman show she developed with award-winning playwright Terrence McNally. In her book, opera diva Deborah Voigt describes her life's journey from her humble Midwestern suburban beginnings, singing in church, to international fame on the greatest opera stages in the world, interpreting some of the greatest music ever written. As you'll discover, that journey was not so smooth. It was halted and hindered by addictions, obesity, self-esteem issues, and wrong choices in relationships that nearly cost her her life and career. Through it all, her faith and love of music sustained her, along with help from some very good friends along the way. At times painfully honest and self-revelatory, her memoir is an inspiration to those who know and love her work, and also those of us who have struggled through these same or similar issues. There are plenty of juicy anecdotes about other singers and maestros, but that's not the main focus of the book. Voigt tells her story simply and honestly with a very encouraging tone. She struggles to understand her troubles and the childhood traumas that helped build them without feeling sorry for herself and blaming others. I found myself often cheering for the young girl Debbie as she tried to navigate a difficult childhood and discover her true calling. And I rooted for the young woman Debbie with lots of doubts trying to find her place and make a career in the world of opera. And I winced and urged her on through her struggles with food and alcohol addiction and bad choices in partners. These struggles are something we can all relate to. And there's lots of inspiration in how Deborah handles these issues and how she overcomes them, not without some slips along the way. I think you'll come away from this book and not only loving Voigt's artistry and talent, but also loving her as a person and admiring her for going through this ring of fire and coming out the other side. After reading this memoir, Debbie's more than a talented diva. She's family. You can find out more about the book and order it at a book notes discount by going to the website www.changinghands.com. Down-to-earth diva Deborah Voigt will be at Changing Hands Bookstore in person 3 p.m. Sunday, February 15th, in a conversation with Arizona Opera director Ryan Taylor. A book signing will follow. For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.